Palestine!
Palestine!
Please me!
Palestine!
Please me!
Palestine!
Palestine! Bit early for the youth, eh? Any chance I can get through?
Nope, sorry. Nothing in or out today. Here, have a leaflet about what we're doing.
Nothing in or out? I need to text my boss. Just hold on.
Yeah, this is a weapons factory sending arms to Israel. Supporting genocide. We can't allow anything in to support it.
Don't know nothing about that. Just got to drop this load off and get home if you get my drift. Ah, here's my boss on the line now. All right, Frank. Yeah, I'm already there. You heard about it? Just turn round. Okay, you're the boss. You know me. That's where my loyalty lies. See you next time, lads.
Nice to get an early cup of tea. Nice to get an early cup of tea. He doesn't give a fuck.
Good morning, Patrick. Or should I call you Mr. Mayor now?
Good morning, Jimmy. Well, you could say congratulations for a start. Of course, you would ring immediately after my election, given you have such diverse business interests. What can I do for you?
Well, it's more what we loyal friends can do for each other, I think. We have so much in common, you and I. After all, Emma, I have seen you having a lovely time in one of my clubs. Which is why I would like to deepen our friendship, Patrick. I was calling about one of the newer investments that you got me interested in.
Yes, yes. Really important for local prosperity. These new defence industry developments and central government investment will come
That's
very...
That's what you said before. And you also said South Yorkshire was building industry to defend our country. You assured me. Well, Patrick, I've had the CEO of the company telling me. Seems we still have bloody layabouts getting in the way of business. And I tell you, it has to stop. It is screwing me and my co-investors. You're part of our team now, and I expect you as the person responsible for policing to deal with it.
Is that how it works, do you think, Jimmy? It's not so command and control here. But yes, the blockades are a nuisance and a dent in regional development, scaring away investment.
So you'll start to have a word, won't you? Don't forget who put you where you are. I hope we understand each other.
How could I forget? Ralph, please can you get hold of the Chief Constable for me?
Here are the people who hold all the power. Corruption's getting worse every single hour. Is life really sweetest at the top of the tower? Once at the top, it quickly turns sour.
What's going on? Why can't we get through?
Sorry, nothing comes in or out during the blockade. We have to stop everything with the arms company. Besides, why are you guys working for this company anyway?
We've got to make a living, idiot. I better ring the boss, she ain't going to like it one bit. Jean, there's a blockade. A blockade about arms or something. You know, weapons. I know it doesn't have anything to do with us, but they're not letting us in. No need to shout at me, Jean. I'm just a messenger. Nah, police are useless. Okay. She wants to talk to you.
Hello? I'm not sure one vehicle turned around will mean your business goes bust. Well, you still can't get in. You should be more careful about who you do business with. And to you, dear.
You do realise we'll lose our jobs because of this, don't you?
Jean loses house and daughter if you do not let them through.
But weapons have to be shipped.
Is there nothing we can do?
Hey, that's got rid of them. Well done, everyone. How long do we think we can stay here this morning?
Why? Need breakfast. Got a packet of crisps and, let's see, some chocolate raisins. Bit old, though.
Well, yeah, but also got work, and I know Whisper has to relieve her babysitter.
Well, we should have a quick consultation, but we should stay for another hour. At least to make them know we are serious.
You sure, Anna? I'm not sure we'll maintain our strength for that long. We've been here for 3 hours. We need to recognise our successes, don't you think?
Is this success? A few turned around lorries. Hey, look. Dragon's coming up a bit fast.
Three police vans on the way, blue lights. Can't be anywhere but here.
Quick, everyone link arms, coppers are on the way.
You know we will definitely get nicked if we do this.
We have talked about this lot. You all knew all the risks and you agreed on the action in this exact situation.
And you knew that I couldn't get nicked today. Anyway, where do you think getting nicked today will get us?
There's not a lot we can do about it now, and we certainly cannot have division. We must stick together. I cannot have you seeding doubt. If you want to abandon us, best go before the police get here.
By order of the Chief Constable of South Yorkshire Police, unless you disperse immediately, you will be arrested under the Trade Union Act 1992, Section 241, for blocking a place of work.
There were the coppers only doing their job, breaking bones and lives to earn a few more bob. We must enforce the law, chaos if we do not. Okay, it is selective, but who cares about this lot?
Yeah. At last, a human. At least I hope so. You sent me a letter about payments for the house? Yes, it's reference YS198015/JZ. Jean Z. 29th of November 1990. Oh, is there no way this can be extended? I've had to liquidate my business, but plenty of people do that, don't they? And they still have their houses. I'll have more work soon. How long can you give me? 2 weeks. 2 weeks! Yes. Yes, okay. 2 weeks. Come on, Jean. We've been in a mess before. Fucking social won't take Amelia. No way. No way. How is it that I'm in this mess? You idiot, Jean. How could I have been so stupid as to take that loan and do everything straight? Oh, fucking protesters did it for me in end. Well, maybe I was about to lose the contract, but those lefty cunts did it for me, no doubt. Oh, who gives a fuck about whatever it was? Israel, arms, genocide? Not interested. Well, what has that got to do with us? With me? Okay, get a grip. Concentrate. Options. A, get a job. That's not likely. And even if someone would employ me, the money would be crap. B, skim off a relative. I don't know anyone with that sort of money. In fact, I know no one. C, bit of thieving from the Louvre. Seems to be quite easy. But I'd have to take Amelia with me. Maybe it's an educational trip. D, talking of thieves. Bastards more like. Go back to... No, I cannot give him a call. The thought makes me shiver with cold. If I call Jimmy, it'll mean swimming in shit and a forever stink. He will skin you, Jean, and Amelia. But where can I get that sort of money in 2 weeks? Do I even have his number? Oh, Jimmy, you fuck. I can feel you reeling me in and I cannot be asked to fight it. Hey, you, watching and listening. What would you do? Have you never had a secret past that can push its claws through time and grab you, swipe you off the place where you've planted your life, where you want to stay? Shit, I can feel it clawing at me. When I first met Jimmy, it was all charm and laughs. Fun, you know. You know, the stuff you want as a young girl, especially if you came from my home. But then, you know, when I first started out, I just said it was the one time. We all say that, don't we? Or just one for the road. But what road? Which one am I walking down now? Don't we all want a nice place to stay and bring up our kids? And who's going to bring that to me on a plate? Fucking no one. And that's why I left. He said I never would. That I should get rid of it. It! But I fucking did leave, and I swore I was never going back. You know, after I left, I tried working in an office. There was just so much pouring and clawing that I might as well have been back out there. All these men thinking that they're such a catch and that you wet yourself as soon as they walk in a room. No one helped or wanted to know. Oh yeah, some people claimed they might, but when they saw I wasn't quite what they wanted, they cut me loose. Out of a job and back on streets again. Grifted my way to get in a cleaning business and now look at me. It's just me and Amelia against the world. Come on, Jimmy, you fuck.
Who's this?
Jimmy. Is Jean.
Well, I'll be damned. Jeanie, 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 my beautiful girl. Funny, I just popped some champagne and was looking for something to celebrate. And there you are on the other end of the phone. How long has it been, eh? 8 years? More? Lovely surprise. What can I do for you?
Always the charmer. Jimmy, you are no more popping champagne than I've had a hit single. It's 10 years, Jimmy, since you're asking. Good to hear you're looking to enjoy yourself. I'm looking for work, Jimmy.
Really, Jean? Last time we talked, you wished me to stay in a sewer until the earth froze and would never speak to me again. I am surprised, but times change, needs must. Business is business. I'm a pragmatic man and you were one of the best about that, no doubt. And loyal, mostly. Tell me, Jeanie, my delicious Jeanie, what brought this on? I mean, you may feel it's not any of my business, but this is a turnaround and it'd be good to know where we stand.
You shoot from the hip, don't you, Jimmy? All charm, then bang. I'm about to lose my house, Jimmy, and then I might lose Amelia.
Is that her name? What a lovely name. What makes you think I can help?
Oh, don't piss about, Jimmy. You've always got something going on. I am about to lose my house and daughter.
Yeah, I can see you might want to do something to avoid that. How old is she now?
Not sure I like the tone of those questions, Jimmy. Have you got anything for me?
Just teasing, Jean. Just teasing. It'll be lovely to have you back, Jean. And as it happens, I might have something for you. Let's meet. How about tomorrow, 11 a.m? Might I say, unusual place?
You fuck, Jimmy.
The gods laugh as they spin the thread of time and bind us fast to our past. No blade can cut this twine. There's a tremble in the air, a tightening of your spine. Twist your head behind you. A ghost crawls up the line.
Anna Jones. On the basis of evidence submitted by the Crown, and which has not been satisfactorily challenged by your solicitor, that you were planning other illegal activities, and it is clearly unsafe to return you to the community, your bail has been refused. You will be held on remand until your case comes to court.
The wheels of justice go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels of justice go round and round, all genocide long.
Jeanie, Jeanie, how lovely to see you. I knew you'd be back. My magnetism knows no bounds.
Thanks, Jim. But the only magnetism I can feel is the notes I'll get for doing the work. What you got?
I can promise you, this'll keep you going. But I can also loan you something if you like. Not interested? No? Okay. We have some young girls coming over.
Oh, jeez, Jimmy, ain't you got anything else? I left that behind, remember? How young?
What do you care? Never seemed to be too troubled by it. Mother had softened your belly.
Well, you've got your fingers in all sorts of pies, Jimmy. Surely you've got something else.
And my newest venture is that new arms factory going to boost our local economy, thanks to our wonderful mayor. You remember him coming to the club as a novice politician, eh? That was a night he'll like to hide away. You could work there if you have some fancy welding skills. Might take you a bit more than a couple of weeks to save up the money you need, though. Shall I go on?
How young, Jimmy?
They'll have fanny hair, tits and use Tampax. Remember, you came to me. Now they're coming from the east and they need a bit of babysitting.
What do you mean by babysitting? I'm not farming them out, Jimmy.
And I am not having you negotiating job descriptions. But I've always had a soft spot for you. You're good for business, Jean. Very good. So you need to meet them, escort them to the barracks, feed them, keep them clean, and just make sure they know the rules. You know the sort of thing. Seeing as you're downgrading your role here, I can only offer you 5k, Jean, for you and your lovely daughter.
Oh, fuck off, Jim. She's not for sale. When do I start?
Along our twine, the past vibrates, a definite pitch and sound. Does it shout or does it sing as it crawls around?
Stay where you are! Stay where you are! Hands down! Hands out!
Behind your back! Behind your back!
Gene Z, I'm arresting you under Section 1 of the Modern Slavery Act 2015. You do not have to say anything. But it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
You fuck, Jimmy.
The walls close around you, trap you in your past. What must you do to be free at last?
Company for you, Jones. And you go, Zeet.
What the fuck is that noise? Hi, I'm Anna. Bomb bunk, I think, don't you? They're here giving some support. There are a couple of us here. Okay, you most royal fuckness. Support? Support for what? Support for people arrested for blockading the arms factory in Sheffield. I tell you, if it weren't for them, I'd be banging my head. Come again, Your Majesty. You're one of the fuckers on blockades that's been making all the news. Yeah? What of it? I'll tell you what about it, Your Most Royal Fuckwit. My business went down because of this. Whilst you and your worthy mates are pissing about with something that has nothing to do with me, I'm losing a house, losing custody of my daughter, and you sit smug there. Fucking bottom bunk. Bet you said you were vegan. Fucking fart fuel. You so much as squeak your ass here, I'll make sure you won't be farting for a while.
Hang about. A business does not fail just because of one turnaround. So don't you dare come in here issuing threats.
Oh, don't you dare. Well, Queen fucking Anna, what the fuck do you know? How old are you anyway to know anything?
Old enough to know you don't abandon people to be thrown off their land and occupied.
Or how had they anything to do with you? With me?
For God's sake, Jean, they are people. Isn't that enough? For years they've had their land stolen. And it started right here with betrayal. Care of the British Empire.
Well, don't start with that history shit. They are there and I am here. And I still say it has fuck all to do with me.
This is just a question. Where does one life stop? Where does another begin? Why do some stretch out their hands and others tuck them in?
How's your daughter, Jean?
Well, just dollop the mash, Martha. You might get hurt.
Jimmy sends his love, Jean, and a reminder of who our friends are and to put on some lip glue. How about that lovely shade of orange you use? He might pay the lovely Amelia a visit. You know what I'm saying, sister? Custard with your pie.
Tell him to keep his fucking hands off. I know what I'm about.
Okay, Jean, just the messenger.
Well, go and message this, you fuck.
Right! Sake for you, Saint!
Government wants you silent. So do big time crooks. Anyone you talk to might be someone's spook. Your tail explodes inside you. It has to see the light. How can it exit if your lips are sealed tight?
Jesus, Jean. You look like some forgotten roadworks. Did that happen in SAG?
Fuck you, Care. Oh, how is it I'm back here with you? You caused all this.
Come on, Jean. We have done this before. You can blame me all you like, and I won't deny it. It might have been a tipping point. But one solitary contract cannot bring a business down without some serious imbalance elsewhere.
Might have been a tipping point. Or what do you know about it? Never done anything in your bloody life, shouldn't wonder.
I know some. Like I said, what's happening in Palestine is a crime. Never mind. We got off to a bad start. I get you blame me, but that's not how it works, and you know that.
Oh, don't tell me what I know. I know that what you do has nothing to do with me. And unless we fight our own corner, you lose it. No one will fight it with you unless you pay them. Ugh, oh, my face aches.
Here, I have some cream. It's vegan though, so you might not want it.
Pass it over.
So where's your daughter? What's her name?
Cream don't make us bezzies. Amelia?
Wow. I bet she was born in 2015. Am I right?
How the fuck? You're not a copper, are you?
Palestine is my passion, but not my only thing, Jean. I know names and years and...
Hey, Palestine is my passion, but not my only thing. You're full of shit, Anna. Anyway, that's a bit random. Or maybe not, you do have a geeky look.
For a girl, it is Jessica. For a boy, Michael. That your birth year? You know... Jean isn't even in the top 100. Like, your mum must have been a big Christian, or Jean is someone she loved.
My mum is a black belt in being a fuck-up. Leave her out of it. Oh, how can they help? Once social are their talons in your family, they tear it to pieces. And anyway, why would I take that offer from the person who crashed my business? Who are you?
Demolish all the walls that get in the way of trust. Pull back the weeds and smooth out the fuss. And when our field is empty and we think all is clear, up comes a memory to bring back our fear.
That's all very well, Mayor Patrick Stevens. Are you still there? Good. Because you need to remember who your friends are and how you got to where you are. It ain't all lunches, yachting holidays and beautiful people. And maybe you also need to remember what you used to get up to. You know, I was looking at some interesting film the other day. I assume your silence means you're happy for me to go on. A woman called Jean Zeet has been taken into custody and she's desperate to keep a child. She needs to be aware that in no uncertain terms about the value of silence. For all our sakes...
Power is seductive. People are your pawns. Play around with little lies is just like watching porn.
Chief Constable, I'll get right to it. We spoke the other day, and I repeat, I cannot have blockaders continually preventing the development of important new industries in our region. There are plenty of legal tools to use to prevent assembly that disrupts daily life. Why are you not using them?
The expansion of weapons manufacture is bound to create some ripples, sir. Surely you're not seriously expecting me to prevent democratic rights to protest.
Ah, bloody ha.
Mr. Mayor, since the trafficking discovery, we have been seriously stretched. We cannot spare anyone on gathering intelligence. We're doing everything we can on finding out who is at the very top of this trafficking business.
And are you any nearer, Chief Constable?
That is an operational matter, Mr. Mayor. But the investigation proceeds well. I believe the person we are seeking is well connected, politically. To guarantee more effective action, we must have more resources, as I say. I'm sure none of us would want to face the political impact of a public outcry that you were cutting back on the investigation so that a few weapons factories had improved security. People see that as a definite betrayal.
I can see that. I'll have head of finance contact you and sort something.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would be grateful. The point is, as I'm sure you know, the blockaders are a serious threat to law and order now and the reputation of the police force.
And not just to law and order. Serious investments are under threat. We must get some breakthroughs soon to prevent this disruption.
As it happens, I found out this morning that a key activist is on remand. She shares a cell with our trafficking friend, who might well be persuaded to do a bit of snooping on our behalf.
Our trafficking friend? Ah, yes. Her daughter, I hear, may be brought into our ambit of care. Let's all hope that's a persuasive stick. Though, of course, we cannot be seen to be lenient.
I can assure you that whatever the inducements, the likelihood of them coming to reality is near zero. Things just get lost in the system. She's on remand and will remain so until her trial. Which could be a long time, if we so choose.
The ruling class have wars they must fight. They say the nation is the thing you must love. Your blood is the water for their magic money tree. Their hands are a prison for your dove.
I'll just be outside, Detective Inspector.
Oh, what is it now? I don't know, no Jimmy, whatever his name is.
And I thought you'd be pleased to see me, Jean.
About as pleased as a dog's arse with a worm crawling up it.
Not bad in the scheme of things. Here, some chocolate, seeing as we go so far back. So, Jean, trafficking girls, that's a bit dirty even for you. It is a long, long stretch, Jean. How does it feel to know that when you get out and your daughter will be growing up to be in the nick herself? No need to reply, Jean. We certainly don't want the effort of transcribing what you have to say about the organisation you worked for. In fact, we're not really interested at all. But maybe you can do us a slightly different favour. One definitely in your skill set. I assume you're okay for me to go on. Try and get friendly with the lovely Anna. You have a wonderful history of impersonating being a friend of women. So why not impersonate being hers? And then you can tell us what she has to say. I think your daughter is with your mum, but social services can always take a bit more interest.
She's with me mum? Oh, fucking useless bitch. You really do want to get social involved. Even they'd be better than that treacherous bitch.
Really? I would have thought you'd have wanted that, Jean. After all, look what happened to you. I want names, Jean. Names and detail. And like you say, your cellmate did crash your business. Maybe you can help us quick and get your daughter away from your mum's clutches, eh, Jean? You have a week. See ya.
How do I know you'll keep your word?
How can we be so many people inside the mind of one? Who will win the battle when all is said and done? What do others know of who we really are? Mostly we're like a land seen from afar.
Why have I not been contacted by my lawyer? Or any of the others? Have they forgotten about me? Nothing outside the prison for ages. Petra's been moved on somewhere else, so I have no one to be with apart from Jean. And that's like being with a viper. Every day, a spiteful spitting for breakfast, lunch and tea. Locked up with her for 22 hours a day. How can I keep focus on what is important?
Got to make things better with her, otherwise I will go mad. Maybe I already am. I feel so pointless now. No idea what is happening. No idea what the next step will be. And only Jean for company, God help me.
I wonder now why I ever got involved. It's like the first time the cell door slammed behind me. I will never forget the sound and the emptiness around me and inside. My life altered forever. For campaigning against a genocide, for fuck's sake. It felt hopeless. Then, for a while, all those people shouting abuse at us, shaking their fists. Go over to Palestine, they would shout. Why do they miss the point so much? How does Jean miss the point so much? Any help they could get if it was happening to them. But they just see brown faces, Muslim faces, not people. But they just hear lies told by the people with money, those white CEOs with prick chubby fingers. And then getting arrested. That cell door sound. That sense no one would ever be there to help. On my own, on another planet. Maybe it's nothing to do with me after all. But when I heard the sounds of the supporters outside, the sun shone inside. Where are my letters? Here we go. I love reading this one from Simone. So innocuous, though clearly a message. Shit, that's Jean back. I'll read this some other time.
You okay? Looking a bit furtive.
As a lion in the cage?
As if. Pig in shit, more like.
Thanks very much. What did they grab you out for?
Psycho assessment. Worried I'm going mad and radical locked up with you.
Are ya?
Of course I am. Mad. Not radical, that is. How is it you never, never fucking stop? Palestine this, refugee that, war crime blah and blah and blah and blah. I reckon you think you're some fucking hero. Trying to save Palestine, are we? All those brown folks to scoop up and cuddle. But what I want to know is, what about me? What about white people here like me? To be honest, I don't think you give a shit. Is your perfect middle class life too boring for you? That you had to go and play the hero, trying to save people who don't even know your name? Oh, hit a nerve, have we, Anna? I got mine, Anna, and that's it. The only person who ever looked after me is me. First day in care, those fuckers. Didn't let me go to the toilet, so I wet myself. And then I saw Nadine. But I wouldn't melt with her lovely beaded hair. I could see her laughing at me in the corner. Called me wet legs for a year. No one who was supposed to care gave a shit. Put in care means put in a hole and left to rot unless you can crawl out. And one day she went too far. I scraped her face off with a nail brush. No one bothered me after that, and that was my lesson. And then you come along and crash bang the business that I slogged to start. It wasn't much, I'll grant you. But getting out of the racket I was in was Everest to me. And now I'm in here. It's like Everest again. Won't have me in court for ages. They won't let me see Amelia, and now she's with my mum. How can she look after her granddaughter when she couldn't even look after me? How does that happen? And all this, don't forget the lip glue genie, is getting on my fucking nerves, and now they're trying to... Nah, fuck you, Care.
We didn't crash your business. I can't help it. If you do business with arms companies and clean up after them. And it's got nothing to do with boring middle class life. It's about being there for people abandoned and all that's...
Here we go. It really has hit a nerve. If it's so much about people abandoned, what about people here? Clawing as hard as they can to stop themselves drowning.
Fuck off, Jean. Eh? If we get let out today, I will crush you at pool.
big if. Breakfast was late. Yeah, have a go on this. Managed to get slips on Bud while I was out. What did you have?
You know me. Weetabix queen. What about you?
Grabbed a bit of bacon. Double portion. Swapped some baccy with Lolita. She ain't eating anything. Anyway, you're no match for me at pool. Plus, we won't be let out, so we'll have to play in our heads.
Okay. You go.
Amazing break. Yellow ball down and one over the centre pocket. Easy in.
But you hit too hard. And in off. I get two shots. One in and nice safety.
Good try. But I hit a yellow one over the bottom left pocket.
As if. You cannot keep me out. I chase the ball down the bottom cushion and use your yellow to cannon in. Finish by tucking the white into the pack.
Yeah. It's a puzzle. But here comes Zeet the Destroyer. She takes a few skips round the table, cue dragging back and forth in her hand. She sees a shot. She sees glory, fame. No one has done this before. She stands on her tiptoes, her cue hand upright. The cue is vertical and strikes the white perfectly. It pops up above the pack, hits the lonely yellow one on the cushion at just the right angle, which slides along and falls into the pocket. And meanwhile, the cue ball spins back
and here comes Cynthia and fucks with the whole game. Grabs my cue and tells me to fuck off.
And off you go. But I come in, furious she smashed my call to fame. And I get over hair grab and a knee in face.
Yeah, and get put in seg for another 2 weeks.
Seg would be better than sharing with you.
Well, I would do the hair grab, but it would be like taking hold of a rat's nest.
Ooh, that's a bit scratchy for the I love everyone, Anna.
Yeah, well, can't keep a lid on it always.
Who is Simone?
How?
You've been talking in your sleep.
Oh, what else?
Do you fuck? She's probably curled up with someone else right now, being Sunday. That's how it is in life.
Piss off, Jean. She's a comrade. Amazing person. Even you would like her. Haven't heard from her in a while, though. Or maybe they're not letting my mail through. Who knows? She has been...
What? She's been what?
A true friend.
What's that when it's at home?
Someone who finds the time for me when I need it. Being so clear on why we are taking action, even if it feels messy to me. And she's a fucking warrior.
What? Like MMA?
No, idiot. Tactics. Keeping people together. You know, once, we were facing some racists out by one of those hotels. And it seemed like it was all going to crash around us. She organised us into groups. Come on, she said, six in each group. Triangle, one, two, three. Keep with each other, she said. Be responsible for each other, she said. She was at the pinnacle of our triangle. And we split the bastards in two. We called ourselves the Lilies. We stood proud. I don't know why I'm telling you this. What do you care?
Didn't have you down as a street fighter.
Nor did I.
But what do you get out of it?
I tell you, Jean, it's exciting, thrilling. You know you're standing up for people and you're in danger with your closest friends. Anyway, I'm not the criminal here. It's those who are killing children, occupying a country, who are the criminals. And I get comfort inside me that I have done what I hope other people would do for my children. What I bet you hope they would do for Amelia, wouldn't you?
I guess.
Of course you would. And these people we defend at hotels get the blame for everything. Whereas in truth, nothing. Nothing. As a result of being a refugee was their fault. Not the fact that they are not enough houses or jobs or buses or trains or GP appointments. And when it's over, you know some people have your back no matter what. That they won't betray you, snitch on you or ditch you. This is the hot water bottle that never gets cold. But just now, of course, with not hearing from Simone, with no one outside the prison chanting for me. Fucking know you hate it.
This bottle feels cold. The day before I went into care, my mum, stupid bitch, said, "I won't be long, darling." She left me some crisps and a Coke and the telly and didn't come back for days. I was found wandering around with... Oh, never mind. I cannot believe how they've cleared her to have Amelia. The point is, I've never had anyone for me. Not really. Jimmy comes along when I'm out of care and gives it all the big I am and jewellery and then off I am into his cunning web of deceit and head fucks. It's all on her. Must be nice to have people singing outside for you, except it's horrible when they don't come back. And that's why we shouldn't trust anyone. They let you down. People like me, we don't have a home. We don't have our people. We have I, is all. And that's good, because then I can do what I want, not answerable to anyone. Now you have Amelia, can you do what you want? And would you want to? Doesn't she feed you love as you feed her her best meal? And don't you feel even the glimpse of joy each time you play together and laugh? She's home and she will only let you down if you let her down. And that's all the same with this. It takes more because trust is hard. Because they tell us we are different. That we are the cause of each other's problems. But the more we do together, the stronger the glue.
Oh, I can't bear it to be so fucked up. I'm away just like my mum was away from me. And I should be worming away into Amelia's life. Oh, I've got to see her. Why won't they let me see her? You know, the best time was singing with her. Anything. We'd just sing it. I'd choose a song and then she would. Her best was something she sang at nursery. There was this song they'd sing, naming all the children in the room, and we'd just sing it. And when we sang it, as it were just us two, we'd use the dolls and teddies as names. Amelia, Amelia, it's a lovely day. Jean, Jean, come on out to play. Roger, put your coat on. Lyra, tie your shoes on. Cos we're all going for a picnic.
Lyra? She was in the nursery?
No, you dumb fuck. She was the name of one of the dolls. You know, Dark Materials.
I loved those books. I wouldn't have had you down as a...
And you're not a street fighter. Just cos I fucked for a living doesn't mean I can't read. And anyway... Mrs. Coulter reminded me of my mum. I cannot have her in Amelia's life. Maybe I shouldn't be in Amelia's life either. What sort of mum ends up in the nick on fucking trafficking charges?
Don't say that, Jean. You survived so much. You will survive this too. We will survive.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I have survived a lot. I will fucking survive.
I was petrified.
What are you doing?
Thinking I will never leave without you by my side. I spent so many nights hoping that you'd be wrong, but I'm too sure.
Okay.
I'm going on. Oh, walk out the door. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I'll know I'll stay alive.
And I've got all my life to live. And I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, it took all the strength I had not to fall apart. Just trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I spent oh so many nights banged up in this nick.
Now we cannot remember the
words. Go on, go now. the door.
Seems to be locked tight.
Not such a good time for a while. I want to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure I can say it, so I suppose I better come straight out with it. I've been asked by the police to spy on you, get names from you, get dates. They've promised me I'll get out and have Amelia, a new life. They think you're some big planner and leader. Is that right? Have you got names? Look, I'm due to see some DI later today and I have to give him something or else they'll cut me loose. Oh, can you do that, Anna? Can you help me?
Oh my God, Jean. How can you ask that? How can you ask that? And what was all back there? The singing along, telling stories from our past, was any of it real?
Yes. Yeah, of course it was. I felt connected, that's why...
Why what? Have you any idea what you have asked me to do? And for what? Do you think these people are your friends? What guarantees do you have? If I betray my friends, my comrades, people I've worked with for years, who I love, what makes you think the coppers won't so easily betray you?
Friends. Where are they, Anna? They haven't been here for ages. I saw you snivelling over your love letters. When did we last hear your friends outside? They've left you, Anna. It's just you on your own. Just you on your own. Like I said, everyone lets you down. But we're here together.
No. Here together. No. We are not here together.
We've just had like 2 hours really close. I've never, ever talked to someone like I just did with you. We have something. You told me you care. You can make a difference to my life, Amelia's life. Just a child, right here, right now.
Yes, I do care. I'm in here because I care. You're in here because you're fucked up.
You care. Or easy to care when the people you're banging on about are thousands of miles away. If you want to play a white fucking saviour, save me. Right here, right now.
Don't you start with that fucking racist shit again. The only people who benefit from that drivel are rich, white men. I don't think you care about anyone, including Amelia. You should lose her. You are a shit mum. No, I'm not on my own. You have no idea of community, of working with people to bring about change for the better.
Community. Which planet are you on? There is nothing you can do for Palestine here. Who's listening? Where the fuck are your friends? And what do you know about being a mum? What choices have I ever had? My life controlled on some man's fucking merry-go-round.
We always have choices. Maybe not the ones we want. And right now, you have to decide who you'll throw your lot in with.
Jones, come me. Lawyer's here.
Yes, Gov.
Fuck you, Anna. You don't know shit. What on earth just happened? That whole thing about being together. Can that be true? And if it is, what have I just asked her to do? What have I just thrown away? We were having fun and then... Ugh! Why do I always ruin something? Maybe she's right. I'll ruin Amelia. Maybe she is better off without me. With me and the Nick and her with some nice, normal family. Sometimes it seems like Anna's possibly the only person who could be my friend. How could I betray her?
Perhaps that could be a bit more like her, you know, connected to others and valued, and maybe she is right. And maybe the coppers won't keep their word. Just pull yourself together, Jean, and stuff that white saviour on her. Not heard from Simone? What's she hiding? Let's find out. Dearest Anna. Yeah, she's fucking someone else, all right. Boring, boring, boring. Eh? Hang on. She's underlined stuff on this. How stupid can you get? The lilies are out. They'll be everywhere soon. Oh, I love lilies. How they stand proud, filling the air with their truth. My guess is that they'll be everywhere by the end of the month before they go into hiding for the year. Maybe I will get to see Amelia soon after all.
Zait, DI's here. Come on, let's go.
If life is not a circle, there is more than one side.
Which side are you on, sister?
Which side are you on?
A child wants to trust you, and a feeling burns inside.
Which side are you on, sister?
Which side are you on?
Afternoon, Jean. All those shouts of keeping your lips shut don't apply in this room, Jean. We're not interested in the trafficking. We have you, and our most esteemed chief seems to think that's enough. How does that feel?
About as nice as your breath close up from what one of the girls just told me.
Which is, of course, a lie, Jean. We both know that.
Yeah, you and Prince Andrew both.
If you were to provide us with some valuable information about the oh-so-worthy Anna, then you might be going out to play with your beautiful daughter sooner than you think. I think that's about as simple as it gets, Jean.
What guarantees do I get?
No guarantees, Jean. Nothing official. But sometimes we find that in spite of our best efforts, there's just not enough evidence to pursue a case.
I think you're going to have to do better than that. Anna's a middle-class nutter, but snitching is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, she's my friend.
Friend? Don't let my mind run away with that thought, Jean. I haven't seen you as a sentimental sort. Unless you're playing with me.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like that. Wouldn't be the first time either, from what I hear. Prison walkers have been making themselves scarce, have they?
Enough messing about. You have no friends, Jean. But like me, you have a life to lead. Maybe one on the outside. Seems you've been able to cozy up to your friend, Anna. So just tell me, what have you found out?
If I can betray my friends, my comrades, people I have worked with for years, who I love, what
Amelia,
makes you
Amelia,
think the coppers
day.
Won't you, so easily you. Betray
no
you? If
went,
I can betray my friends,
Lyra,
my comrades,
on,
people I have worked with for
on,
years,
Lyra,
who I love,
on,
what makes you think the coppers won't so easily betray you?
Yes, my friend Anna. I found out quite a bit you'll find surprising about hanging out with the lilies.
Life is a line in the sand. You can walk on either side. Is there a friend in the distance who you would like to walk beside? Are they a giant best avoided, marble white and blue-eyed? Is their life abhorrent, something you cannot abide?
And surely family must come first, but only you decide.